it was not just a stool, but the golden stool, the most sacred object in Ashanti culture that the British colonizers wanted to claim for themselves. Ya Nana Asantewa was the only one ready to fight for it. She was born in 1840 in Ejisu, which is now Ghana, and was part of the Ashanti Empire back then. Ya Asantewa got married early and had one child, a daughter. Dr. Wilhelmina Donko, a historian and president of the Garden City University, Ghana, describes Ya Asantewa's humble beginnings.
She started life as an ordinary woman. She was a farmer who was cultivating granites and onions, other foodstuffs and so on.
Ya Asantewa's life changed decisively when her parents died. Her brother Kwasi Afrane became the leader of Ejisu and named her Queen Mother. However, Kwasi Afrane died shortly thereafter in 1894. When the new leader, one of Ya Asantewa's 10 grandchildren, was exiled by the British 2 years later, Ya Asantewa became regent in Ejisu to represent him. This position afforded her the opportunity to be among the chiefs that were invited to meet the British representative in 1900. At the gathering, the British representative, Sir Hedrick Mitchell Hodgson, requested that the golden stool be given to him to sit on. The golden stool was the most sacred object in the Ashanti culture, and it was not meant for sitting. The war which broke out is now known as the War of the Golden Stool and also as Ya Asantewa War. Dr. Wilhelmina Donko explains.
Ya Asantewa teaches us that we should be prepared to stand for what we believe in, whether it was her lineage that she was concerned about. At least she was prepared to stand up and be counted to fight for them.
Ya Asantewa did not only initiate the war, she also played an active role. She was 60 at the time, and there is evidence of her visiting the war fronts, inspiring the soldiers and supplying weapons. The war only subsided after her daughter was captured, forcing her to surrender. The British took Ya Asantewa to Seychelles in the Indian Ocean, where she died in October 1921. Daniel Baker Glover is a Ghanaian filmmaker and a political commentator. He describes Asantewa as a woman who inspired the struggle of independence in Ghana.
She was saying to the people of Ashanti and indirectly to Ghanaians and Africans that this is our land, nobody from overseas should come and dictate to us how we should live. And of course, by taking up the mantle of a war leader, she was telling women that you are equal to men.
This, of course, is also still an important message today to carry on Ya Asantewa's heritage. One of the best female secondary schools in Ghana is named after her.